This is Phil Ferrand. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today. I think this is episode 685. There may be sadness. I have the blower on high here because it's a little warm today, which we like. I love warm. Warm is good. I am not complaining about warm, but it is a little warm today. There may be sadness. There may be sadness coming up. My recorder was actually doing a few little weird things here. I couldn't get it to turn on at first, and then I took the battery pack out, put the battery pack in, and then it turned on, and then I set it up, got ready to do, hit the button, it wouldn't go into record, had to take the battery pack out again, put the battery pack in. You know, I have been using this little recorder now for 13 plus years. It's going to be sad if something happens to this. But I guess I'll just go get another one. This little recorder was pretty expensive. It was multiple hundreds of dollars, but I thought, well, you know, I'll amortize it. And I have. I certainly have. Did you figure, what, I don't know, 400, 500, even if it's 500. 500 over 13 years is still 37 some odd dollars a month, something like that. No, $37 a year. So, yeah, you're looking at less than $5 a month. So it's been good. It's been good. It's worked fine, records really well. I like the sound that comes out of it. So it's good. There is a lot of noise today, but that's only because I'm still running my air conditioner on high. We'll crank it down a little bit. Anyways, been a good week. Had a very vibrant meeting that I had come out of this afternoon. Sometimes it's good to have vibrant meetings where there is spirited discussion, let's just say. And that was all good, and I think we came out of there with a plan. And so we'll just move forward. We'll see how that goes. Got a lot of good things accomplished this week. And everything seems to be doing okay. Had a real gratefulness earlier today because we have a process that we run at the end of the month where we harvest a bunch of stuff and create a bunch of transactions and get ready to do the thing and yada yada and push stuff over to the legacy systems. And there's something called a priority number in there. And the calculation of that priority number is a little tricky because it has to fall under certain rules, and it's old legacy data types and structures, and you know, that's just what we have for now, and someday it'll be better, but that's what we have for now. So we have to hunt and peck and kind of find those numbers, and so the process to do that can get a little complicated, so it takes a little longer. And we had been getting a timeout, got a timeout in March, and we got a timeout for the March data, and we got a timeout for the February data. And, so I was kind of looking at that and trying to decide, okay, what happened here? And then I had also gotten a report that some of the priority numbers weren't correctly set and had to be manually fixed. And that's never a good day when people are having to manually fix something that the monkeys are supposed to be doing. So I was checking through some stuff and I realized that, yep, we were getting some timeouts. The really good thing is, where it was failing was all the way at the end of the process. And so the finances were all correct and the amounts were all correct. And what it meant was is that our users in financial services simply had to go in and manually correct some stuff, but at least all the numbers were there and they all looked good. And I had done a sanity check earlier in the week just to make sure things weren't bad. But everything suddenly made sense that, oh, it's timing out. So yeah, got figured out what that was. I've already got something in, oh, sadness. Hold on, let me make sure I'm still running. Oh, I stopped too slow, too quick. Let me make sure I'm still registering. Yes, I am sorry. Sorry, it slid off my little mat here that I have to make it so that you can't hear so much road noise. Anyways, so, you know, all of that was good. I'm gonna center this back up here again. Yeah, nope, yeah, hold up. There, okay. All of that was good, and we seemed to be good. I also had just a lovely little thing happen this week that's just kindness of God, and just a little, hey, I'm here, I'm helping you, you know, one of those just lovely little things. Well, first of all, I had a lovely breakfast with a new friend on Tuesday morning, and we just talked about this, that, and the other, and so that's going to be good. I had a wonderful breakfast with a friend yesterday. Today. You know, so that's good. I just saw someone going by with an avocado hat on. Actually, a headdress and avocado. I love it. But I was looking for some people to get together with on Friday. I'd already booked my Saturday breakfast, so that's underway. But at the beginning of the week, I had looked back down through my little list of contacts, and I thought, oh, I haven't gotten together with so-and-so for a while. And so I had written him and said, hey, I said, any chance you'd be available for breakfast on Friday? And he wrote back. And he said, no, I'm sorry. He said, I'm going to be out of town. And I said, well, that's fine. I said, we'll just do a rain check and we'll figure it out. So I was trying to fill that slot for tomorrow morning. And I have a buddy who is my backup buddy. So if everything else falls through, I just call him. Or sometimes I just call him and we figure it out, you know. You know, I'm going to need some more gas. It's amazing how fast we go through the gas these days. I'm going to have to go get some more gas. So I will do that. But anyways, so I thought, well, okay, so while I was looking through my list of people to potentially ask, my buddy, who's my fallback position, came to mind, and then it was just like, no, I very distinctly had this impression, nope, not this week, okay. So then I wrote somebody else that I haven't been together with for a while, and he said, I can't do it this Friday. I said, okay, that's fine. And then I was getting ready, a couple of times I have gotten ready to write my fallback guy, and which, by the way, my fallback guy knows he's my fallback guy, okay? So I have just asked him because I had an opening, but he knows anytime I end up without somebody to have breakfast with on a Friday at Cracker Barrel, I can just holler at him and we'll eat breakfast together because he comes to Cracker Barrel every Friday and usually eats by himself. So, I mean, he's, you know, I just sidle over to his table and take care of his meal for him, so. I still hadn't done it as about, you know, midday today. I still hadn't, because I'd think of it and then it would be like, no, wait. And so I was like, okay. And so it's just waiting. I suppose I was going to do it tonight if I didn't have anybody to get together with. And then the first friend that I had contacted wrote me a text and he said, I just had an appointment fall through. Are you still open for Friday? And I wrote him back and I said, yes, I am. Yes, I am. I said, you know, I've had this little nudge that I should hold this open. So I've held it open and yeah, absolutely. Let's get together. So good. Yay. It's always nice when those things kind of work out. And I know that people could say, well, you just say that happened, but I know it happened. And I know how I was feeling. And I know that I was getting communicated with about something that was in the future that I had no way of knowing. And yet I was getting communicated with about it. And as it turns out, you know, I was getting communicated in a correct way that was impossible for me to know about. So that's fun. You know, that's fun when those things happen. Now then, I've got to get back in here at the gas station, and then I need to get some gas, and hopefully, if I push the button to say pause, hopefully it will actually pause and I won't have to restart this, but we're gonna find out here in just a second. So hopefully this will work, and I will be back in just a second. One moment. Okay, that actually worked. Yay! Okay. So, got gas, $60 worth of gas. I'm still driving my dad's old preacher car, and I gotta tell you, it's not great on gas. It's a comfortable ride, but it is not great on gas. I don't know, goodness, I don't know how young families, how they can sustain the inflation and the gas prices and, ow. Goodness. The young man I had breakfast with on Tuesday, he has 4 kids. And I told him, wow, this is good. And he said, yeah, he said, it's been a little rough. So, goodness. Anyways, so I was saying, you know, Jesus had just been very kind to me this week to inform me of things and help me find things and, you know, let me know that hold up, it'll open up. And so I'm having breakfast with my buddy, the first buddy that I thought I should write, because he suddenly had something fell through and I was still open. So it's good, all is well. Writing is going fine. I am behind this week on writing. I'm just flat behind. But I only have 2 more weeks, well, a weekend and 2 more weeks of writing sprint on book 17, and the book is fleshing out and it is opening up, and I can kind of feel where we're going now, so that's fun. I had mentioned that this one got started a little rough, and I had a main character who was doing things and I didn't know why he was doing them, and but that has all fleshed out now, and I've got multiple streams running, and I think I know kind of where we're going. At least I know how I would like some things to get resolved, and then we'll see along the way if we get there or it changes. It is a great adventure. It's just an adventure. So that's fine, but I am behind this week, no question. But I just have to get to 80,000 words by June 1st. That's the goal. I got to get to 80,000 words by June 1st. I've already crossed 60,000 words, and so I will probably get to 63,000 words instead of 65, where I would be if I got 10,000 words this week. I have a dental appointment this week too, so my Friday is going to get clobbered. And small groups is wrapping up as well. We do have small groups tonight, so I've got to shut this down as soon as I get back home. What are we doing? Here, someone is pulling off to the side of the road. So I just go around them a little bit. Anyways, I will have to get to small groups when we get home here, but that is finishing up this month. So in June, I'll start working on the production version of book 16. And then in July and August, where there will be no small groups, I'll be doing the sprint for book 17 to finish up book 17. So I think we'll be fine there getting that book finished up. And yeah, so I had been concerned when we started doing these small groups if I was going to be able to maintain my writing speed, because in essence, I'm losing basically 1 day a week I'm losing on the writing schedule. I wasn't sure how that was going to impact me, but you know what? God is good. He's helped us. We've had lovely meetings with our small group, and I've been able to keep up with the schedule. I'm just a little behind this week, but that's okay. We'll get that figured out. I'm also puttering along with my National Fairy Day costume. I'm actually now sewing in the support for the skirt, and that seems to all be going fine. It looks fine on, and then the last thing is just wiring up the rest of it. I think I have everything planned out for how this goes. This is a real engineering thing. I mean, this is real stuff. It's really fascinating. You know, weight and strength and support and all those things that you got to calculate out, make sure that it's working. And so, yeah, it's very, very interesting. So once I get the skirt done, then I've got to get the bodice done and the sleeves, and I think I kind of know what I'm doing for that, and then I got to build the actual fairy wings and whatever kind of a head thing I'm going to do, got to get that done. God, I would really like to have all that done by the end of May, because I've got to get back to my mechanical wings. I've kind of put that on hold a little bit while I'm trying to get to the fairy day costume. But it's all going to be fine, step at a time, step at a time, step at a time. Anyways, so that's that. I came across a term, actually I came across an article called Too Many Thoughts Living Rent-Free in Your Head? Try Mind Gardening. And I thought, oh, that sounds interesting. Because obviously these thoughts that are bouncing around in your head, the negative ones, which if you can't get rid of thoughts, they're most likely negative thoughts, because the Holy Spirit doesn't typically pester us. He nudges and he causes us to move, tries to help us to get us to move in certain directions. But those things that nag at you, they're almost exclusively negative, unless it's a special situation. So when you talk about too many thoughts living rent-free in your head, usually it's some kind of a negative thing. And so I'm always interested in seeing what the world has to offer for suggestions about this. Obviously, as a Christian follower of Jesus Christ, I have a certain interpretation of what's going on there, but it's interesting to see other people in a non-religious context try to explain this stuff. So the article starts by saying people have been describing thoughts and images and ideas as living in their head rent-free for years now. Urban Dictionary first published the phrase back in 2017, though it took a life of its own in 2018. The phrase became shorthand for the unprompted, uninvited trivia your brain stores, like TikTok songs consistently playing in the background of your thoughts and keeping you distracted. And the fact that you can recall your first crush's phone number, but not what you had for lunch yesterday. So anyways, so the concept of mind gardening is refreshing, according to this article. It takes the idea of gardening, planting, cultivating, nurturing, and pruning, and applies it to the web of thoughts that cloud your brain. It's not just that mind gardening sweeps out the cobwebs, though that could be a great side effect. It's a whole new way to think about knowledge, creativity, and how we learn. Instead of passively absorbing random pieces of information while scrolling online, you can make your mind a place that you've cultivated based on what you're actually interested in. So that's pretty interesting. Annie Laurie Lakoff is the CEO of Nest Labs, a learning platform dedicated to mindful productivity. She has long been a proponent of mind gardening as a way to embrace creativity and soothe an overworked mind. We ask her to explain what it is, why it works, and how to use this technique without feeling like homework. So she says mind gardening is a proactive way of cultivating knowledge, ideas, and thinking in general. It's like proactive creation. Instead of just passively reading content, when you're mind gardening, you come across an idea or a thought which you treat, when you're mind gardening, you come across an idea or thought which you treat like a seed. You plant it by making a note of it, either physically or digitally. The cultivation comes in when you look for connections between your other thoughts or seeds, and as they branch out and form unexpected connections. This is then harvested as new thoughts and ideas or content, or just great conversations with friends. And you know, in reading that description of that, and I am getting close to being home and I'm gonna have to stop. When I read that, you know, it's interesting because the breakfasts that I have with people really kind of fall in this genre. You know, I'll be thinking about something. There's a new thought that I have. One of them recently that I've mentioned on here is this whole idea of trying to define a man and a woman. You know, that supposedly there's some of us who really don't know what a definition of a woman is. And the reason they don't is because they want to just make it an individual experience. Everybody gets to decide for themselves what a woman is, but then they want to be identified as a real woman. So it almost becomes a nonsensical statement because you say, oh, you have to say that I'm a real woman, but your definition of woman and my definition of woman can be completely different. So what I'm supposed to do is say, yes, you're a real woman in the way that you define real women, which might not be anything even close to reality. And then it becomes a nonsensical statement. And one of the ideas that I've been thinking about is it's really good because they'll say, well, I'm not a biologist, so I can't really tell you what a real woman is. And I've been thinking that it's really good that somehow primitive man had been able to figure that out. But that idea, I have bounced that idea off several people and watched their reactions, and we've talked about it. And it's that thing of you get this little nugget, and then you talk about it, and then you talk about it some more, and you think about it, and you cultivate it, and it gives you something to mull on, as opposed to just these random thoughts bouncing around in your head and most of the time criticizing you. So that's the idea of mind gardening, and it's really that you're very intentional. So when something strikes you as interesting, you write it down and then you think about it. There's really a creation aspect which you don't really have with passive scrolling on social media. So this idea originated when this person started thinking about these topics, when I realized I was having a very unhealthy relationship with the internet in general and social media in particular, where I felt like I was consuming much more than I was creating. I have a few friends who really got into gardening in the past couple of years. Looking at them really investing in growing their physical garden made me think it might be possible to apply a similar approach to our knowledge. And we have this expression in French called, I'm not even going to try it. It's a whole bunch of French words, which roughly translates to cultivating your internal garden. So this is when it clicked for me. I figured out there are so many things we can borrow from actually gardening and applying to the cultivating of what's in our minds. Okay, so the good thing about what is happening in this situation is this person is pausing, taking a step back, thinking about what they're thinking about, practicing a mindfulness. Oh, that's really good. It's all really good. Because as you have just these roiling thoughts that are trying to discourage you or trying to get you angry or trying to do that, if instead you're turning your attention to, wow, that's a really interesting idea, maybe I should investigate some more about that, or how does that idea connect in with another idea I had last week, you're moving your mind away from things that are not productive and moving it towards things that are creative. And that's a good thing. And hopefully this is still going. Oh, the light is still on. It's still going. Yay. So anyways, I do have small groups tonight. I have to be on my merry way. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.